In an article in the Science Newsletter of December 12, 1931, it states, "The material used by Dr. Kendall was a culture of the typhoid bacillus, ordinarily a fairly large germ, easily visible under the higher-powered lenses of a compound microscope. By feeding it on his recently evolved K-medium, which apparently has the power of causing all visible bacteria to pass over into an invisible, filterable phase, Dr. Kendall induced the bacilli in his cultures to go through this change. Under the highest power of the ordinary microscope, he could see nothing moving in the fluid except a swarm of rather active little granules that were visible only as tiny motile points. Examined with the right microscope, however, these points became plainly visible as small, oval, actively moving bodies, turquoise blue in color. These appeared in all the cultures and could be transferred from one culture to another through the fine poured filters. So, Dr. Kendall considers them to be the actual filterable forms of the typhoid bacillus." Using Rife's microscope and Kendall's medium, the doctors were able to observe three stages of the development of the typhoid bacillus. This experiment showed that viruses and bacteria were capable of mutating or changing their form, a fact understood today, but one which generated much controversy then. At a later date, they found the MOR frequency to kill the typhoid. From this point on, Rife's microscope and work received a great deal of recognition. He ended up working very closely with Dr. Alvin G. Ford, the pathologist at Pasadena Hospital, who later became president of the American Association of Pathologists, and Dr. Milbank Johnson, then president of the Southern California AMA, and medical director of the Pacific Mutual Life Insurance Company. Dr. Johnson became Rife's most powerful advocate, introducing him to other doctors